Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life in the Dust Live. This is your boy, Sadie J. And, man, we are definitely in the building. It is beautiful Wednesday. I know that makes it hump day after dusk on the show. And just remind you of every hump day. That is, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. So, there, now that we got that out of the way, I'll let you know what we got in store for the show today. Of course, the track today we're going to play from an artist to the show yesterday, which was another great interview for the archives, my boy Comet. We'll be playing his track today, Counting Man, during the music break. And then today's very special guest is my girl, Sierra Latisse, and definitely glad to have her. She's holding down the West Coast, and we'll be chopping up with her about modeling and how it became strong passion for her, as well as her personal experience with the importance of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we'll be chopping it up with her here in a moment. And if y'all remember, anytime you miss any of the shows, you can always check them out right here on blogtalkradio.com/CityJ. You can check them out on the Dust Spot. Click the Life of the Dust tab and listen there. Or you can also go to iTunes. Go to iTunes, search Life of the Dust Live, and we have all the shows in there for free. So there you go. And shout out to our sponsor of October, who actually is involved with Breast Cancer Awareness Month, really heavy, aceinkworld.com. And they have a project called the Pink Tape. So if you're an artist that's trying to use your music to give back, it's the chance you do that. It's a music project that's all about giving back and supporting breast cancer. So let's get it. Let's go ahead and see. I think we got my girl on the line right now. Let's see who we got. Is this the boss at Sierra Latisse?
Yeah, it is.
What's good?
What up?
Oh, man, that definitely, you know, I just got some good food in my system right before the show, so I'm ready to go. But, you know, it's definitely a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
And, this is looking at your product itself, everything you've been doing as far as modeling. Also, you know, I got a chance to talk chop it up with you about Breast Cancer Awareness Month, too. So, you know, we'll be sharing that with the viewers, with the listeners, so they kind of getting a little bit more about it, about on the background story, because they don't know it yet. So, from the top, let's talk about how did you actually get into modeling?
Well, I always knew growing up that I wanted to do something that I was comfortable with, because coming up, I was made fun of a lot in school, especially elementary. And, you know, I wasn't always the type of girl that a guy can approach, or I wasn't one of the girls that was asked to prom or to dances and things like that. So the older I became, especially when I got to high school, I fell in love with photography. And I loved just getting dressed and putting on makeup and having my hair done. And I just was comfortable with that, and it helped me feel more beautiful and more comfortable in my own skin. So I was just, you know, my grandmother was like, well, you can get paid for that, you know. You know, so I was just like, well, I'll try modeling. And we, you know, she put me into John Robert Powers, and I went to them and Barbara Vaughn and things like that. And I just started branching out from there.
So you're basically another product of the tomboys that, you know, you're like, ooh-wee, that's the girl next door.
Yes, because when I got to high school, you know, especially when I made my Facebook, and people from elementary would find me and think, you know, and stuff, and they'd be like, wow. They're like, you didn't look like that back in elementary, or, you know, they're like, wow, you're really beautiful now, and things like that. Though I don't need those words to know that I am beautiful, but it was nice hearing that, you know, so.
Right, and we all go to those phases. Because I share my personal journeys. You know, you said they didn't take the high school for me to get over humps, over finding oneself. You know, especially when you're different, people don't know how to deal with different. So, I definitely feel you on that.
Right.
So as far as like, you know, then you said now you're getting paid for it, doing it. You know, as far as like, I know you said that modeling is something that you just happened to fall into because you started developing that passion stronger and stronger. Was there always anything else that you looked into doing too?
Well, when I completed high school, I went straight into massage. I became certified in massage. I've always have a lot of different things that I like. There's not just one specific thing that I like. I mean, I like photography, I like modeling, and I like massage. I like a whole bunch of different things. I like to do makeup and hair and whatnot. So I always try to make sure I had backup plans before I put my foot completely into something, just in case that didn't work out. So I always made sure I had a bunch of love that I like that I can always back up and go into. I mean, because modeling is fun. Go ahead.
Because you said something, because I mean, going on the massage thing, and especially you know, being a model and being expert massage therapy or whatnot. Do you have any guys that try to pick up on you, like, "Ooh, girl, what you gonna give me a massage?"
You know, and that's, I'm gonna be honest. That's a lot of the reason why I got out of it. Just to be honest, yeah, because some of them they get a little weird, very weird at that. So.
Well, definitely. Yeah, I figured that it had to be the case. I was like, this is not, I know, I'm putting two and two together. I'm like, I know how, because you know, you're going to get those thirsty. I mean, it's one thing to admire beauty, but there's a difference between thirsty and admiring. And I'm pretty sure, like you're saying, like, you're probably got those weirdos that come on your Facebook and it's like, oh, man, I'm about to see if I can get her, man. You get a cheap thing like massages and stuff.
Yeah, and then I've had even weird people go onto my Facebook or my Twitter and, you know, take the pictures and create their own Twitter with my, you know, picture as their. I have a fake Twitter on there. I mean, it's cuckoo.
Wow. So you got a man, see.
Yeah.
And, see, you know, and I laugh that people don't understand, like, why, like for me, like, with Miles, like, I always. You mean, you know, y'all be like, well, you know, you be doing so much of work before I get the ass, but that's courtesy. Like, people just be running around there because they know y'all, they can just take y'all pictures. That's not cool.
Right. Right.
And as far as pictures, as far as photography, and I love putting y'all on the spot with this one, who would you say is probably your favorite photographer you work with so far? Yes, I love for y'all on the spot.
Oh, that's a tough one because I've shot with some really, really good photographers. Oscar from Model Vanity, he was pretty cool. I liked shooting with him. He had a lot of great ideas, and he was very open to my ideas. And we were able to make wonderful pictures that way, especially when the model and the photographer can fuse their thoughts together and create something. That was fun with him. And then as well as I don't remember the photographer's name, but there was a picture that I shot that was more of a vintage style, an old school style, where I had a hat on and everything, but I shot it with the older couple, so I don't remember their name. But they were pretty good too, because I liked how she cleaned up the photos. But I would have to say Oscar from Model Vanity was my favorite.
And we were talking more about Model Vanity after the music break in a bit, too, because that's going to connect to our next big segment on the show with you. And, you know, definitely, you know, he did some really good work. And you know, as far as, like, if you see yourself in the next, let's say, 5 years, next 5 years in your career, what would you see yourself doing?
5 years? Into my career.
Hold on, we got this. We're going to give you some thinking music.
Oh, you clowning. You clowning now. No. In 5 years, I would probably be back in school and doing something more productive, whether I'm now in front of the camera, I'm behind the camera, or, you know, I just really want to go back to school, honestly. I would use that information to give that to anybody who's trying to break into the industry. Always go to school first. Make sure that you complete school, that you're done with school, or whatever. But I would probably be back in school within the next, in that time frame.
It was crazy. A lot of people don't realize a lot of these models that are really big actually have bachelor's degrees. That's what a lot of people think. I tell people all the time, man. That's why I stress the stuff I do for modeling. Is a lot of these models, I think they just look good and all that, but they not dumb women. Don't let it fool you. They are not dumb women. They are on top of their stuff. So.
Oh yeah, you gotta be, because I'm not gonna say I'm on my own, but the people that I do or I may consider myself working around would necessarily be my family, and that's because we're all women and we're very strong minded and very successful. So I would, yeah. I mean, I don't have a manager and things like that. I do pretty much do everything on my own. I edit my own photos. I put my own stuff. So, yeah, we're not done by a long shot.
Everyone, man. That's the first thing I hear in my head as soon as you say that.
Yeah.
All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to go to a quick music break, and then we come back, we're going to chop up with you some more.
All right.
This is my boy Common. Was on the show yesterday. The track featuring Ruck the Jackal. This is Common, man. We'll be right back on Life of the Dust Live with the beautiful Sierra Latisse. Let's go.
I get my grind on every day. It's a million ways, man, to make the pay. We paper chase to make a break and get a decent place. By all means, the green is like whatever takes. We over pots to plot the Nino Brown way. Shut down block of cops is NWA. We set up shop to prop, we hold it center stage. Convict way, only way to get paid. We making bitches for the green, waving through the place. Run up in the store for safety, stopping over things. We popping off a pace. I heard we got it, nigga, stop it. We up in this estate. Cash in the base, ain't nothing to it, No sudden movements, And everybody good, we keeping it moving, We steady holding damn, we steady rolling fam. The app chose in, convict man.
Starving, predicate found, searching for a come up. Where that? Under anything, shining hoodie on, black Nike gloves. Stomach grounded, birthed in a corrupted system. Yeah, so they prey on the weak. Fill my lungs as I look over the slums. Indian smug right now, can't get no real outfit. Government killer, they got opportunity. All it is now, run up on a victim. Put my head to him, turkey wraps around the mug. Can't tell my son no. All I know, I ain't trying to go back. And my baby moms know that. True to life convict. Yeah, my son taking that bus ride up top. To the slums, you gotta hustle and rob just to get to the top. Get locked and come out. Get locked and come out.
We are back in the building on Life at the Dust Live, Hump Day After Dust Edition with my girl Sierra Latisse in the building. Definitely good. The second part I want to chop up is, of course, for those of y'all that have been paying attention on the show, well as on all our websites we got on Best Buy. You know, of course, a lot of people still are tripping now because they're like, what the heck is pink? But, yes, it's pink, everyone. There's a reason why. It's because of the Check Your Boobs campaign we decided to start this year. We've always been very great advocates of supporting breast cancer awareness. And, you know, this year we decided to give it, its own personal name for here. And so it's a simple way of reminding you that it's a serious way of reminding you, hey, check your boobs. Is that serious? Go get the test done, check yourself. There's something you can check yourself. There's certain chemicals to avoid. Even as models, y'all got to avoid some chemicals in some of these makeup and stuff, too. So it's that serious. Now, you know, well, another connection with you in this campaign, and you've been to show what a campaign, too, is that you actually have somebody in your family who is affected by breast cancer. Kind of tell us a little bit about that.
My grandmother, her sister, my aunt, passed away in 93 of breast cancer. And cancer has been very big in our family, I hate to say, but it really starts at home, especially the things that you put on your skin, you know, the things that you bring into your home. You know, women, number one thing women do when they get out of the shower is put lotion and deodorant on, especially around their chest area. And a lot of deodorant can cause breast cancer as well as a lot of lotion. And, you know, it's been very big in my family, and I hate to say it, but we got, especially women, we really, really have to watch the things that we use on our skin, especially nowadays.
All right, I mean, I learned that the chemicals and saw where they were most of the end. I mean, it's a lot of stuff. Like, even people don't realize how serious the synthetic colors, like red, like the reds and the yellow colors is, mm-hmm. how serious that kind of stuff is, too.
Right. Yeah, and what is that? I think it's the Presperin, Presperin deodorants or whatever that blocks the sweat. That's a big number of causing breast cancer. That's very, very big. You know, a lot of women, of course, we don't want to sweat when we put on deodorant. So they buy the deodorant that causes you not to sweat, which can cause bacteria and germs like that to back up into your arm and go down into your breast, which can cause breast cancer. So got to be careful about that, too.
And also, I know, too, another big thing that, you know, they tell you a whole lot about, and some people take it like, oh, it's not that bad. No, leaving bottled water inside the car, and then you're trying to go drink it in the morning and stuff that has been exposed to the sun, because if you do that, you know, you have a chance of heightening breast cancer as well, too, because you'll leave to those chemicals in those bottles seep into the water.
Wow, I just learned something new. Okay, yeah, I didn't even know that.
Damn, tell people it's not, we're not just being cute. They're not just being cute, like, oh, he just got his face pink. No, we gotta see, I'm so serious about this, especially as a man too. I tell people, as a man, y'all can sit here thinking it's just a woman's thing, but it's a man's thing too, whether y'all wanna believe it or not, because after that one gets something, her dad died from it. Last year, when she was on the show 2 years ago and telling me that, I was like, whoa. So, trust me, I take it serious, too. So, take it real serious.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, and it is, and, you know, a lot of things, it's starting to not be as rare as we think it is, too, for males. So, you know, it's a serious thing across the board. Like, really, people got to
really
step
really
it up.
Serious. And yeah, very serious. And cancer alone, not just breast cancer, but cancer alone is becoming to where people are beginning to think that it's normal to have cancer. You know,
yeah.
So we really, really got to dive down and try to change, you know, the things that we do and things that we use. Cleaning products that we really bring onto our homes that we clean with can cause cancer. You know, skin products, just the things that you would think would not cause cancer sometimes or most of the time is probably the reason why of the cause, especially cleaning products. I had no idea that the things that you clean with can cause cancer.
Right, I know, like, certain makeup stuff, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, makeup.
He is real.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, just a reminder for everybody, too, if y'all are wondering, like, I actually have a top 10, I have a blog post on the top 10 chemicals to avoid so you would to help lower the risk of breast cancer. You check that out. Certainly go to dustspot.com, search. You can actually just simply search, check your boobs, and it'll pop up. But you'll have all 10 on there, so I'll check it out there. Another big thing, too, and that goes back to Niall Vanney. That's actually the photographer that did the pictures for the project we're doing as far as with you. And that's what was I like the one I liked all of his shots he did, but as far as like the one I ended up picking ultimately, the one where you had like the pink shirt or pink drink or whatnot that you had over you too, I like that because it was, I like how the pink was accented into the picture, and it kind of just the art of it was just beautiful.
Yes, we had so much fun with that one. I had a lot of favorites in that one.
Now, on some crazy questions, there are actually one crazy question that was about the massage scene. I guess I wasn't too shocked that somebody would try some fly stuff, but what would you say overall, especially just being a model period, what's like some of the most cheap pickup lines of the three. Let's say three of the most cheesiest pickup lines that somebody's trying to use on you as far as trying to get at you on Facebook or Twitter.
One has straight up asked me for my address because he says I couldn't live without him. Another one actually walked up to me at a shoot and said that he was very sexy and there's no reason why I shouldn't want to be with him. And another one, there's been so many lame shots. Another one I really can't think of right now because there's been so many.
Now we have to keep it real, dog. As far as what do you say is the most, what's been some of the best ones that you've heard?
One guy actually came up to me and just walked up to me and told me that I was beautiful. He's like, I don't want your number or anything like that, but I think you're beautiful. And I said, well, thank you. And then as soon as I walked off, he was like, but no, seriously, can I have your number? I thought that was the cutest thing. It was very funny. I thought it was really, really cute.
That's what I like about people like you because, you know, sometimes, because even though he did come at you at number two, sometimes some guys are just telling, it, and they really mean it, and they're not just trying to holler at you. But
right.
Some people, they're so into themselves. You tell them something like, "Oh, this dude should have hit on me." No, for me, I'm not Lil Wayne. I don't have no time to try to hit on that many women in the world. No, sometimes it's just good, like you said, it's good for people to hear good compliments. And sometimes the simplest thing that a woman can hear is just knowing that they're beautiful. That's why I call people that so often because, you know, everybody's so useless. There's so many people trying to put people down so much that we got to try to swim around that, and we don't get to hear a simple thing is just being beautiful and not saying it just because they want to holler at you. They need to say
right.
Not that people are saying it because they just... because they genuinely feel it makes them feel good, making other people feel good.
Mhm. Yep.
So, man. As far as music, for you too, what would you say is like your top five favorite songs that's out right now?
That's going to be tough because my grandmother raised me and I was raised on gospel and oldies. So some of the music today I kind of like, but then at the same time I would choose the oldies and the gospel over it. Nothing against it. I would just choose the oldies and the gospel over it because that's what I'm just used to. So I don't really have any favorites that's out right now.
So all right, then we got to actually even touch it. That's an even tougher question. What's all your favorites all time then?
Favorite what of all time?
Yes, your favorite. What's your favorite song? Period of all time. Your favorite. Your top five favorites of all time.
Okay. Number five would have to be Michael Jackson's "Human Nature."
Oh yeah, I feel you on that one.
The fourth one would have to be Stephanie Mills' "Comfort of a Man."
Okay. So Stephanie Mills in there.
Uh huh. Number three is Luther Vandross' "The House Is Not a Home." Number two would have to be Marvin Sapp and his song "I Win." I really like. And my number one favorite would have to be Kirk Franklin's, and I think it's Kirk Franklin and a couple other people, but it's something about the name Jesus Part Two. So those would be my top five.
You know, a lot of and Luther, trying to hear Luther is like, I don't. It's like so many Luther songs that. Luther moves you for real, like, oh man, like my favorite one about him is I'm torn between three. I'm torn. House Not Home is definitely one of them.
Mm-hmm.
A Thousand Kisses.
That's a good one.
Yes, and then, I can't think of the title right now, but I know it starts up. I'm telling you something that my mom remembers. give me a reason. There we go. Give me a reason. My number one of all time. I remember. I couldn't remember the title. And I kept looking for it. But damn it, I'm gonna find out what the name of that song was. And I found it. I heard it hit like corn on YouTube or whatnot, so I wouldn't forget it. So. That's the best one of all time, my Luther.
Yeah, Luther, he's good in every generation.
Yes, and they've had an interview. It was on the radio. They had a playback interview with him, and just his thought. I mean, just listening to his thought process is just so it's just wild. You're wild the heck out of you. Now, as we get ready to close in a bit, what's some more projects that we can look forward to seeing you in coming up?
I'm working on getting into some work on the East Coast. I'm currently on the West Coast. So I'm looking into getting into some work on the East Coast, getting myself back into school and things like that. I'm really just trying to branch out and become my own woman, especially a businesswoman. You know, and holding my own. So people see me in a lot of different projects coming up. So we'll see there. I can't tell you because it wouldn't be a surprise. There would be no point in telling you. But when I pop up on your TV screen, just know who I am.
Well, shoot, East Coast, I better get a look at this woman from the company, y'all. But go ahead and let everyone know how they can check out, like, all your projects and stuff. Where the best sites to go check you out at?
Okay, I'm on Facebook every day, all day. Not because I don't have a life yet, I'm always logged in. And it's Sierra Latif. That's Sierra Latif, Latice. I also have a Twitter, which is the same name. And then I have an Instagram, which is CECECRUSE and the number one. So those are the three easy ways to, you know, follow me and see what I'm up to and check out some latest. So.
All right. It's simple as that, man. Remember, if y'all miss any of the show, y'all can check her out at blogtalkradio.com/SadieJ. I'm looking for the episode that's marked Hump Day at the Dusk of Sierra Latif. You can also do it on iTunes as well. Look for searching on iTunes, and you can find it on there. It's definitely been a pleasure to have you on today's show. And
thank you.
You know, just keep continue doing, continue giving us quality work. Cause you know, you've been. I remember seeing how did I run to you, Molotov is how I actually ran to you. You know, it's definitely been great to see from that point, from when I ran to you on Molotov up to now. It's definitely been good to just watch you grow and see some of your projects you put out.
Thank you.
Alrighty, y'all. Rolling out. Y'all can make sure y'all check out the Dust Spot. It's at duskfbot.com. And when you're on there too, let's also go to the classified section and look up. There's a partner that has something about nominating Life After Dust. We're currently in nomination, getting nominated for a podcast award. So, and you know, we're trying to bring one home this year. It's always one of the big, big things to go against people in. So, yes, definitely go check it out and see how you can do that. And heck, that being said, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or there's a Sierra, or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life of the Dust Live. We rolling on out.